Hello and welcome to episode 153 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronel, Harv, and Canoop. On this episode, we're going to recap Daniel Berger's win at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but not a Pro-Am. We're also going to get into the SAS bracket, which starts tomorrow, this week. Very exciting stuff. We announced the 48 teams this past week. We're going to get into the news, as we always do. And then we're going to preview the Genesis Invitational Riviera. So, exciting times. Before we get into all of that, I want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Direct West and Kinexus.
Yep.
And we're going to get into the, I forgot to mention it last week, but Rusty Shovel sponsors the bracket. We'll touch a little bit more on them a little bit later on. Before we get into everything, though, I just want to mention we're aware of my mic issues or one of our mic issues. Something's gone wrong and we can't find it. So when one of us goes quiet, that's what happened. Yeah. Maybe we should buy new equipment, but at the same time, why replace everything when just one of us has a fucked up mic?
We'll figure it out.
We're not buying four new mics. Let's be serious here.
Let's just go back to the old Yeti. Just plop it down in the middle of the table and see what happens.
That sound was awful.
I went back and listened to some of our old eps. Like, if you're a new listener, go back and listen to episode one.
We're in a room with a Yeti again.
And just, it's like it was on round table discussion mode. And I think it sounds horrible.
We were back in your little office there. Huddled around it. COVID wasn't a thing, obviously, back then.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest evolutions, if you listen to the first pod to now, would be me starting from probably a little sexist and racist to now I barely even swear on this pod.
Yeah, you've really evolved.
I mean, I just don't say those things anymore. It's not like I've changed.
Oh, boy.
You guys want to talk about your weeks?
Might as well get into weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was minus 50 all week, so did anybody do anything?
Yeah, not much.
No. I didn't even golf this week. My wife told me I had to put our vehicles in the garage, so I put everything away.
Probably
too
smart.
Lazy. Yeah, too lazy to obviously set it up and sweep the place out and then play golf, so just left them in here.
Warming up now, though.
Yep.
Kind of. Not today.
After today, yeah.
Yeah, after today, we get a steep incline to the classic January, or I guess February. Minus 50 into a right around zero, and then 3 weeks from now, we're going to be minus 28 again.
Yeah, it's just a teaser. Yeah.
And actually, today, as we're taping this, it was minus 10 Celsius in Texas.
Yeah.
And they don't have furnaces down there.
No. It's nuts.
I was down there for a work conference one time, and it was like minus 6. And it, like, snowed, like, an inch and shut the whole city down. Like,
really?
Airports weren't working. Yeah. The hotel we were in, like, they don't have furnaces in, like, the lobbies. So you'd go from your room where you could set the temperature a little normal, and then you go down to, like, the restaurant, and it'd just be freezing cold.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
What?
No furnace?
Just a waste of money.
It kills stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah. Everything's dead.
Today was a holiday, or is a holiday.
Yeah. We're taping this the rare afternoon. With coffees instead of beers.
So no one actually did anything? I mean, I got some stuff for my week.
I made an Eggs Benedict this morning. That's about it.
Oh.
First time I made holiday
riveting stuff. Jury's still out if you actually made it. Don't give me
because it looked so good. It was restaurant quality.
It looked like a Humpty's or a Smitty's.
Do not say Humpty's or Smitty's.
So was it from scratch? You made the sauce.
Okay. Yeah. See, this is not problem.
My arm still hurts from whisking vigorously.
So he opened up the hollandaise sauce package from Clubhouse or whatever that brand is. Poured it into a pot, mixed it with water, and just let it boil.
You would be better off just saying that you did it rather than taking a picture. The picture was so far from being homemade that it's just like,
this is ridiculous.
How do you expect me to believe it? You're going to stage a meal that you made like that to take a picture of it to show us?
This is like
it's clearly on my kitchen table.
This is like that scene out of Mrs. Doubtfire where he orders takeout and then puts it all over the plate.
Exactly right.
Oh, well, I'll take it as a compliment that it looked that good, I guess. But
I mean, it did. It looks so good that I don't believe you.
I might post a pic on our IG story.
Let the people decide.
Yeah,
that's right.
Anyways, brews count for me this week. 10 this week. I'm at 87 in 45 for the year. So Right below. You're
below
right
base.
Below.
Below.
Yeah, but we knew this early in the year. It's when you get on the golf course and you have 2 to 3 there that it adds up to your regular 2 to 3 a night.
That's, you know what? That actually
that
just
even makes sense.
That just reminded me of something. I was like, I wonder what kind of pace I was on. I can find out. I still have it from last year. So I was at 97 through February. And you're at what?
87, halfway through February.
So you got 10 and 13 days, so you're going to be ahead of me.
No, I'll slow down.
Oh, yeah. I'll slow
down. It's an addiction, bud.
Yeah.
The thing is I'm getting eaten alive by these King cans, because that's all I drink now is these craft beers from Saskatchewan.
Craft beers, yes.
And then I have two, and that counts as three, right?
Well, what else would it count as?
Here's the... I'm going to
play
devil's
advocate.
Whereas
I would just have two small cans, and it would be two, right?
Well, yeah.
I feel like a second beer. I have one while I'm making supper or before, and then I have one during supper.
Couple of thoughts. One, yes, I agree that you always, it's hard to have just one beer. Now, the way you can do this is, you know, pour it into a glass, half a can, and then go and pour the other half of a can in for your second beer.
I do pour it into a glass.
I know, just don't pour it all into the glass.
But I use the whole thing.
Yeah, nothing looks dumber than a half-filled glass.
Yeah, well.
I guess.
Are you taking pictures of it or what?
I don't know.
Yeah, so for myself, I had 9 this past week. I'm at 23 through 15 this month after 31 and 31 last month.
Ooh.
You're toast. You have no chance of doing this.
I am screwed, yep. Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, you needed to be like...
well under.
70 through 90 to have a chance.
Yeah. So I'm still doing the renos thing. So this week long weekend, we're laying the flooring. And so the renos have actually kept me from drinking during the weeks. Like normally you'd think, oh, I'm having a beer while I'm doing it, but I'm using it as the opposite. When I'm there, not having any drinks to keep my mind off of sitting, watching
TV.
It's
like a rehab facility.
Like a rehab facility.
Exactly.
Well, problem with that whole thing is my dad decided, because he's helped me, to bring a case of beer over there.
That's what dads do.
Yeah, yeah, so... naturally, I've drank 10 of the 12 of them, and here we are. I had a solid 9 week. The reason why that number doesn't add up is because it's over an extended period of time. But yeah, so that is literally all I've been doing is renos, because I can't do anything outside. It's actually working out quite nicely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had 18 this week. I don't know how it got that.
Holy.
Well, so that counted the 6 from...
right.
From Monday.
The bats,
right?
Yeah.
So it's still fairly high. So I'm at 45 through February alone.
What?
That's a good month.
I got
congrats.
72 through, what'd you say, 45 days so far?
Yeah.
So January was an awesome month for me, so I need to get back to that. Just slow down a bit.
You know what's funny is Bronell said, wow, and then he's still well behind you for pace.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah, didn't you say 80?
87.
Yeah,
in 45.
40. Yeah, and he's at 70.
He's at 70.
Oh, well, his January was awful.
Well, awful, not awful. Depends how you look at it. my week, I thought I beat the system here at Christmas time. Like, I didn't really know what to get my wife for Christmas. So I made up, like, this little, like, thing on the computer that just said, I'll do some renovations and paint around the house.
Thank like a you. Coupon.
Yeah, basically. Like a coupon, yeah.
Coupon,
so,
yeah. Classic.
Coupon for your wife.
Free
you.
Back rub too in there or what?
No. Those cost.
Is it
I'm giving away
is
those
it
away
husband
for free.
Bingo and you just have a bunch of things and once she gets a black
well,
coat,
no,
you're
it was
done
just
for
like renovate because she's been talking for like all last year about how she wanted to do all these renovations and not really renovations but like lipstick on a pig type situation. Mm. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll do this. And she'll never, like, this is going to be so far down the road. It'll be like next Christmas before I have to cash this in. So last Thursday, she's like, you know, I think we should, I want to do this. And I'm like, oh, crap. So Saturday, I had to go buy all the material. And then yesterday, I spent all day, like, putting up, like, you guys know what wainscoting is?
Oof. Yep.
Yeah.
No.
So
no, and I don't want to know.
It's like... framing and bracketing on your walls that you paint white and the top is a different color.
Oh yeah, we've done that. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah,
time
so,
consuming.
Oh, very.
Yeah, so all day yesterday that's what I was doing.
Ugh.
Throughout the whole top floor of my house. So got all the framing up, just need to paint and do all the least fun stuff, the mudding and hole filling and all that stuff. So that's what I did all day yesterday.
So Harv had the worst week by the sounds of it.
But, and I mean, for booze count, I'm still at zero for the year.
That's impressive.
Yep.
Very.
Yikes.
All right, let's get into
Pebble.
Pebble. No amateurs, so a little bit of a different feel.
They had a Pro-Am Wednesday.
They had a Pro-Am Wednesday, so which is odd.
What's the point?
Macklemore showed up on that cart thing.
I was so confused when I saw social media was blown up with all these, with Macklemore and stuff like that. I'm like, well, what are they doing there? There is no Pro-Am. So you're allowing them to golf with them for one day, but not through four on the weekend?
Yeah,
it makes no sense whatsoever.
Nothing limited exposure, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. One day is less than 4 days, I guess.
And I guess I don't think there was the same stable of celebrities. Like, it was only, I don't know if it was 30 or 40 as compared to 144. Like, I don't know what the Pro-Am consisted of. But
it wasn't that many, no.
No, but, and it, I mean, it really only Bill Murray was the only regular, wasn't it? Like, Rogers wasn't there. And
no.
Yeah, and I honestly didn't pay attention because it wasn't part of the... Yeah.
I only saw Bill Murray.
But yeah, as far as the tournament, quite a weak field, but all the best players actually rose to the top. And it was quite entertaining on Sunday, I thought.
Yep. Well, yeah, it goes to the... We've talked about this in silly season, if you want to call it, fall season. Of, yeah, the fields might not be good, but there's always good drama. There's always...
There's no such thing as a weak field in the PGA Tour.
Not anymore.
Well, this is as close as there ever was.
Closest there ever was, but then watch... Relatively, like, look at the tournament. Like, all of Sunday, really... was unreal. There was guys jockeying all over the place.
It was Berger, Cantlay, Spieth, Casey.
Lashley.
Yeah.
Minus the putter.
Put it in perspective, the Sanderson Farms had a stronger field than this one.
Like, based on world golf ranking averages?
Who was in it, yeah.
Was that Sergio Koch Trophy?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
What a good dude.
If it's weak, it didn't seem that weak.
But you got to expect it to be weak with given what the next four events are. Like this one. Yeah. Then Riviera, which no one is skipping. Like, they love that place.
And Arnold Palmer, nobody likes to skip that one.
And then World Golf Championship in between those two.
Yeah, so Mexico. Like,
Florida, but...
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Same thing.
But it's AT&T, Riviera, WGC, then Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill. So
then
this was the one to skip.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I think by the looks of it, Cantlay is going to play all of them. Berger's going to try to play all of them. Like,
it's nuts.
Those guys are just going to play five in a row. Yeah. They're like... We've talked about this before.
Day gonna
why?
Play them
why all? Are you skipping these events?
Day's got to be skipping
Day's
Arnold or something.
Day's got to be skipping something.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Like, there's events to skip. I don't know if this is the stretch to take a week off.
Like, I get it, but like DJ rolls into Pebble. Maybe he was just tired, but that's an auto top five.
It's like it's an auto withdrawal after a win overseas, though.
Yeah,
like, that's just
agreed.
Or you test it out. You shoot poorly on Thursday, then you WD. Then you're taking a spot away from a guy, I guess.
Or you just intentionally shoot bad on Friday and miss the cut.
Yeah, fair.
You do that.
I did see a guy texting with, actually, your boy, Norlander. This picture guy posted a picture on Twitter and just saying, oh, so you've been playing a bunch in a row. Like, are you going to be good this week? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's just golf, right? All the time, so yes.
They're pros. They're
It's still
most
tiring,
of them are in shape,
but they do need rest, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's more, I think, their rest. And if you're playing tournaments like this that you've maybe played for the guys that have played in it a bunch, like, just don't play on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
play six holes.
Show up on Thursday morning. Yeah, I've played this course many times. I know what's up. I just, your days off are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
I think they might have to go for some of those days, though. Like, it's in their contract of playing that event.
Yeah.
Just mail it in for the...
But yeah, you can go piss around for two or three holes or not hit tee shots. Yeah. Like
Jason Day, the known Pro-Am WD.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was that guy out there this weekend? Didn't even look like him.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he had... And his swing looked a little bit off, too.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Day.
One thing I wanted to get to before we get into too many of the players was the biggest letdown of the whole weekend. No Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Like, I tweeted at... Pro-Am yesterday saying
saw that
the golf world needed Clint and you robbed us of
and
him.
Those cowards didn't even reply to that.
No, they didn't. Like, the golf world needed that. They needed him just sitting there staring at, like, flies buzzing around.
He doesn't even need to say a thing. Just sit there.
Just show him, yeah. Flies buzzing around on his eyeballs.
Yeah. Just let him. He's just not plugged in. Put a nickel in him again.
Yeah. But yes, I agree. We could have used some of his electric commentary just to really pull everyone in.
Should we talk about the burger, I guess?
Yeah, we could talk about BDDB.
Yeah, I mean, that putt on 18 to just shut everyone in the world up.
Four eagles he made this week.
He had a very, not like a mini roller coaster.
Well, he doubled 18 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Spieth had that two-stroke lead.
Did you guys see him hit it out of bounds on?
Yes, and he was 100%. We can get into the. I'm sure you got the Colt Knows stuff on your news there, Harv. But that was another example of fans hurting guys where they would normally help, because that ball that Berger hit on Saturday to go OB almost hit that Marshall, but certainly would have hit people if they were there, and it would just drop down. Instead, it got through the grass onto the cart path OB.
Yeah,
and so it's like. That's an area where if fans are there, they save that guy two strokes.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought he was going to go full Bryson there for a while, right? Because he's sitting there talking to the marshal, and the marshal actually started taking out string so they could string up those out-of-bounds posts. And he's like, ah, fuck it, whatever. Just picks up the ball, tosses it in the guy's backyard, and goes and hits his next shot. So
yeah, because he 100% thought of, I do not want to be lumped in with Bryson on this. I'm just going to just move on.
Yeah,
and it was good karma for him.
Yeah,
just like how Patrick Reed had good karma.
So what would happen? Like, I know we're talking about, like, if you snap hook one or slice one and it just randomly hits a gallery member and drops down. But what if you're in the gallery and you see this ball like coming in hot and you like reach up your hand?
Yes.
And just like knock it down. Like, so what happens there?
Tiger Woods.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they've never shown it. But like, if you get caught on camera, like legitimately like batting one that like bounces and you like kick it back the other way, like it's,
I think you just get kicked out.
So that's a legit question, because the Super Bowl was last week, and apparently the guy, that streaker, bet on himself like $5,000 or something, and it was some stupid amount of odds. So he was the one that placed the bet,
yeah,
and then was the streaker, and now the sports book is kind of questioning whether they're going to pay him.
Yeah,
right. So they're same idea there. What if Harv bets on Berger? He's on 18. This ball's coming right at him. Well, fuck, I want him to win. I'm going to keep this ball in play, catch it, throw it back in play.
Takes a bullet for him.
Right? Now, exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, I think if you do it while it's still in play on the spot like that, I don't think you would get punished for it.
I agree.
Now, if you pick it up and throw it, then obviously it's at rest. They'll just put the ball back. Yes. They'll use cameras.
Yeah.
But if I'm on that cart path and I see that ball, I would 100% swat it.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Yeah. They're going to say where they thought it was going to end up.
You might get the fan might get kicked out. But
why?
That's it.
You'd be like, I was just trying to protect myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And they, from Berger's perspective, he can't be like, yeah, how do we know that that ball doesn't hit that bush? Hit a branch on it, roll back off the cart path to the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
I would do it 100% if I was that quick on the spot, though.
Yeah, I know. It would take, it's like a one in a million thing that you're in the right spot and it comes at you and you have the presence of mind to like put your arm up and swat it away, but it'll never happen. But I was wondering if it did. But back to that streaker, that guy doesn't deserve to be paid for being an idiot and making it so public that
he blabbed.
I agree.
Keep your mouth shut and you got $400,000
well,
in your pocket.
I don't think it was him. It was that guy that posted that picture with him.
Hmm. Yeah, but don't tell the story to that guy.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, like, don't say you did
it. Don't
say
anything until you got the money in your account and then be and then just question like,
and then
right
disappear.
Now. Yeah, exactly.
But yes, when I first saw that story, I was like, there's no way they're paying that guy. And then a bunch of arguments ensued of, well, of course they will. And then turns out, no, they won't. Like, you cannot. The gambling is around for a reason. They will find out.
Yeah.
They're like the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about batting balls and whatnot, and I guess we should go to the Colt Knows stuff about
the gallery
course
stuff.
And the gallery stuff. I mean, people making a stink out of that, like, who cares?
I actually don't know what side I'm on. So basically, the thought is, what hole is it? Five? Where there's a bunch of area to bail out. There's trouble on the right. Six?
Yeah, the par five uphill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trouble on the right, but no trouble on the left. But normally there's a gallery there, but guys were just hitting it over there knowing, no trouble. And then I got an easy shot.
Is there normally a tent there? Or
I don't know. There's no tent there normally. So I think it's just gallery. So I don't know why.
I think they worried so much about like gallery tramping down the grass that you could end up like buried under a flat grass laying the wrong way.
So it's like the thought was guys are purposely hitting it there because they know there's no trouble. They take the penalty completely out of play, mm-hmm. and people are getting upset that that's not the way the hole is meant to be played. And so, I mean, I get it, and I understand it from that perspective, but also, I know Brunel's on this side of the goal is to shoot the lowest score possible.
Yep. Yeah, get in the hole however you can.
Yep.
And my thing is, that's the course's problem.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That is laziness by the setup of the course because you know they go around and they spray paint off like parts that are on like ground under repair. Like if it's didn't grow there, they'll spray that off. So if you don't want them hitting there, just put up out of bounds stakes.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yep. They have two options: out of bounds, make it closer, I guess, to the bunkers that they have on the left side, or
British Open rough over there.
Yeah, huge rough. Yeah. Right. There's two options. They make arbitrary decisions like that last second, like they did at Sony, right? Left on 18. People were just going to bomb under left into, I think it was the driving range or whatever was left of there. And they said, okay, Wednesday night, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to put out of bounds there. Well, okay. And then that takes care of it. Right. If it's in play, you can't stop them. Like, let them play it. However, if it's, you have a shitty lie up there, then you have a shitty lie.
That's like, what was that tournament, overseas where Bubba Watson like aimed straight sideways on the tee box through that like shoot of trees and just hit a big cut back up to like just in front of the green.
I think you can't get upset at guys for being creative.
Yeah. And if that's what it came down to, they bring like, they're bringing out a, like if you aim there and pull it, well then you are out of bounds. So you're bringing that in, but if they're willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
It comes and we talked about that briefly with Augusta. And how it has so much open area for gallery, and then they kept it all in pristine shape. And there's a lot of places there that you could just...
Because you could make that same argument, people getting pissed off about hitting it way up there. Well, you're on a hole with a hole next to it. You get behind a tree on one of the rough sides, and you hit it into the fairway on the other hole. Well, isn't that the same fucking thing?
It is.
Right?
Like, if you think of Augusta, if you hit a poor enough tee shot on 14, you're in 15 fairway.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to say that... That's not allowed?
Exactly.
Yep. It might be different at like this upcoming Augusta if there's no fans because like the last one was wet and it wasn't rolling out. But now if it's regular conditions, you might see guys like Bryson bailing way the heck right on 13 or whatever it is.
Yes. And just, well, you could just bomb it up onto, way right. Yeah, and 14. Somehow you might end up in the middle of 14 fairway, but at least you're not left.
Yeah, or guys might lay up like way right like where 12 tee box on 12 is, you might lay up way right there to have a wider green to hit at.
Yeah, the trees might start a little bit, but I understand what you're saying. And this could happen on so many courses with no fans.
Yeah.
And just comes up again. Yeah. Like, let them do whatever they want. They're on a golf course. You can play it however you want.
But or just take matters in your own hands. Yep. They're, like, how tough would it be to have the grounds crew run up a bunch of white stakes?
Yep.
An extra hour?
Yeah. If that.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends if they want to get up in the morning or not.
Yeah. Well, it's not our course, but...
Whoa. Whoa.
Back to Berger.
Two wins now since COVID started.
Yeah, that's
started.
Where I was going. Only five players since COVID have multiple wins on the PGA Tour. Yeah. DJ, Rahm, Morikawa, Bryson, and Dan Berger.
Yeah. And his game is just not, perfect. Like, his swing isn't perfect. His putting stroke isn't really that great. I think it's kind of like a Riggs putting stroke to me.
Yeah.
He takes it back super...
big, nice and long.
Yeah. And then kind of decells.
Yeah.
But...
it works.
He gets it done.
Yeah. But his swing doesn't look good, but like technically it's pretty good.
He has
drops it down. Yeah. Yep. Like inside, like back inside.
He has no like weak spots in his game. Like that chip he hit with that 9-iron on that one hole. He lipped out two chips on yesterday, Sunday.
And a putt from the fringe.
Don't forget the bunker shot.
And that 3-wood or whatever, 5-wood, whatever he hit on 18, like with the ball above his feet there, like I would be just shaking over that, just knowing that I'm snap hooking this into the ocean. But just because like his standard swing creates that nice fade, he just swings a regular shot and it just draws in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah, that shot on 18 was very nice.
But also, slam the door shut. Fuck that guy. It's like...
Here we go.
Shit list. Holy.
We're not into picks yet, though.
Holy.
You have to remind me who you picked last week so I can pick maybe all
I might
of
have to check
week?
Out Brunel's picks.
Well, I took Phil last week.
Phil.
So there we go.
Good luck.
Okay, I'll pass on
But the trophy. Like, the more I see this trophy, the more I just hate it. Like, it just looks like an oversized butt plug.
Whoa. Ooh,
interesting. Yeah, okay.
He's got an open mind.
Yeah. I can see that.
I can see it.
Crystal, so it's a little dangerous. Yeah.
Canoop dropping C-bombs last week and now B-plug talk. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the glass. I think we... what was that? 10 years ago, that video came out that I'll never forget, and I'm not gonna bring it up.
Probably 15.
15
years ago.
Oh my god.
Speaking of butts,
you know what I'm talking about too. Yeah. Oh my god.
We know what you're talking about. Yeah. But speaking of butts, Nate Lashley. Like, you'll get to him obviously later. But
oh my.
That a 7.
Yeah.
You got to feel bad for
7 on 16.
Yep.
Well, he had a tough chip to be fair.
Tough chip, yes. And then left himself. You know,
four putt. That pin placement was dirty.
Yeah, yep. The little side bender missed, what, three-footers? Three-footers?
And then he threw the putter in the air, and then he threw the putter in the air again and just let out just a groan.
Apparently damaged the green.
He did damage the green.
Can happen to anyone, eh?
Yeah. I saw it. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, Bronell's got to be watching this. But it was a jam. He jammed his putter down into the green.
Remember when you threw up your putter in the air and luckily didn't damage anything?
Yeah, course not named. I tried to throw my club at the cart, and I held on to it a little bit too long, so then it went straight up in the air and landed on the green.
You're just not used to doing that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know how. Like, at the moment that I was about to throw my club at the cart, I, like, forgot how to throw a club, mostly because I've never done it before. So I almost mid-throw said, bro, now how do I do this? And then I, like, blacked out, held on too long, and went straight up in the air.
But lastly, that four putt cost him $400K.
Oof. Yeah. $100K a putt.
Yeah.
And for a guy in his situation, stature, right? A guy of his stature, that's important, right?
I was cheering for him to win.
Yeah.
The guy, he's the only no-name kind of, he's not a no-name. He won, what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, this is, I think, the last year of his exemption.
Guy was selling real estate in 2012.
What is it? He won the 3M, didn't he? I think it was 3M.
Something like
Rocket
that.
Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage, and now he's sponsored by him?
It was Rocket.
Yeah.
Who else? Speaking of shots on 18, that one by Maverick McNeely, all-time club twirl after that.
Yes.
Like that
yes.
Like that made it look like Tiger does an impression of him with how good that club twirl was and like pose.
Yep.
Like that was all-time. And then he finished solo second.
And speaking of, was he two back?
Mm-hmm.
So... Yep. He's probably glad Berger made that eagle on 18 so that he didn't lose by one.
Yes.
Because that penalty stroke would have cost him
a playoff one.
A friend texted me about that shot. So he hits that shot in there. They do show it, miraculously, on television, but they don't even say anything. So he hits the green, and he's got, what, 35 feet
pretty much
for
the
eagle.
Same putt Berger had.
The announcers don't even say a word. Dottie was talking at the point. They were talking about something else. They show the shot. It stops. Then they cut away. They don't even say, oh my God, this is to take the lead if he makes this.
And then he missed and made birdie. And they're like, yeah, he's walking off tied for the lead.
Yeah.
It was almost like they knew that there was no way he was going to win because Berger was going to.
Too busy birdie. Showing Spieth and his caddy conversations for half an hour.
I was wondering if we could. I was actually thinking we might get through the whole pod without talking about Spieth.
No chance.
Oh no, I got a bunch of things.
I love when we get to listen into that because most of the time Spieth's always wrong, right? If he just listened to Greller.
Yes.
Like that was shot on the par 5, I think, what is it, 13 or 14. He's like, I think this is, Greller goes, I think this is playing like 130, 135. Nah, I think it's got like 122. I'm just hitting it. Oh, okay. Comes up short of the green, rolls down, I think makes
He bogeyed bogey? That par 5.
Yeah, makes bogey.
I think he keeps them, like they have a really good relationship, but I think he keeps them for that reason.
Yeah.
It's like to keep them. Yeah. It's like. This guy lets me shit all over him. I always question his calls. And then he's right a bunch of times. So then it's like, oh, I probably should keep him around. He's really good. I can't have him giving other people the right numbers. So smart. I'll just keep him around. That's pretty much what it is.
The devil
not
you
to
know,
mention,
right?
He's an awesome dude. He's climbing the tree on 18 looking for Tom Hoagie's ball. Right?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Yeah. That's another reason why Jordan's keeping him around.
Good
but
dude.
He's climbing trees. He's giving right numbers. I can't afford him on anyone else's bag.
That's right.
And Spieth's still a work in progress, I guess. He said he was nervous being in contention 2 weeks in a row, which you wouldn't think.
Hmm.
That makes you think that he doesn't trust his game fully.
He always looks like he's nervous.
So do you guys know on our books, can you guys bet for leader after the third round of a golf course? golf tournament?
Good question. Yeah.
Because he's that's
you got some money to
him.
Lay on Spieth.
Yeah. I mean, let's go, Riv.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be okay.
I actually it never really clicked last week or even this week. Every time I hear it, that his last win was the Open in 17.
I think he misses the cut this week.
Tight. I was really pulling for him to win because, and I want him to win because it's going to be a better comeback than Tiger Woods winning the Masters. I'll tell you why.
I'd love to hear it.
So, yes, Tiger won the Masters, but he was just gone for so many years. You didn't know that he was shitty. Like, we know that Jordan Spieth has completely forgotten how to golf for 4 years.
Well, Tiger had the yips.
Well, he came back and won the Tour Championship, and then he won the Masters. Like,
so are you saying that the Tour Championship was more impressive then?
Well, not the same because we didn't know. Like, maybe he was just playing good golf his entire time at home because he wasn't playing competitive tournaments.
That's fair.
Spieth, on the other hand, is out there looking missing like a Yahoo.
Yeah. He still looks like a Yahoo. He still has a two-way miss.
Yeah.
He blocked like he lost 13 Sunday. Shots
couldn't
yesterday.
Couldn't hit a tee ball.
But anyways, he's going to win, and it's going to be a better comeback.
Like just, and I mean,
just like Brendan Todd's is better.
What if he wins like some random tournament?
Still win.
Punta Cana. Punta
Cana. shot on, we briefly just mentioned shot on 16. I'm sure it's someone's shot of the week, but.
That leads me to another thing. Since 2013, when he was a rookie, he's holed out 111 times. Now, I don't know if that's a lot or
chip-ins.
No, hold out.
That like counts as chip-ins.
Yeah, chip-ins count too. But obviously, he holds out a lot more.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a lot. Like, we don't know what second place is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I don't even know if that's second place. Is that the most?
Yeah, that might not be the most.
I think I read a stat, about, I think it was 11 times he's holed out from the fairway. Like, not around the green. Which seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with these stats.
True.
Is you don't know what second is.
Yeah, very true.
Like, still, he still is one of the best when he holed out from the bunker to win that in the playoff there.
The Travelers.
Yeah.
That's one of the best shots of PGA Tour history.
Yeah, that one too. And didn't he hole a bunker shot to beat GD at the John Deere? Dillette? That playoff?
I think so, yeah.
Hold another? Yeah, he holds out too many times.
How many hole outs do you guys have from, say, over 50 yards in the last 10 years?
We'll have an ace. That was one.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I think three.
Three?
Two hole in ones, and I'll maybe add one.
I think I have only one, and it was last year.
For
bogey.
I drove by that hole for work this week, and that's all I could think of is like how mad you were at the start, and then you just... And I was standing up at the green when you hit it. And as soon as you hit it, I'm like, I think that's in. I think I said that to the guy that I was standing beside. I'm like, I think that's going to go in. And it like bounced and just rolled right in.
I think the last one I had before that was 17 at our home course Hillcrest. And that was in high school. So, it's a drought.
Yeah, I can't recall any
ace coming this year, though.
Other than the ace.
Ace coming.
I think that's my only hole out.
Like, you never even chipped in, probably.
I honestly can't remember any golf shot I've hit in the past 10 years other than that one.
That's fair
enough. I chipped in a lot, but
the other article that came about Spieth is how he has a three-step method to keep his swing in check.
Yeah, Golf Digest article,
which I thought was funny because like,
what is it?
Is it working? Like I read the article and like, yeah, they make sense. Like slow it down, remember the process or whatever it was. But then he goes and hits two-way misses all the time.
You might need to make it a six-step process.
Yeah, at least one more step. Execute.
Canadians, or you got a couple more things?
I got a few more things here.
Oh boy, always.
Couple random shots. Molinari, cold top on hole one.
Yeah.
Just that was
right out of the gates.
I didn't hear anything about it on Twitter or anything. But
me neither.
Thanks
but
for telling
so at least Canoop, they showed it.
Canoop watched it. So this is the pros and cons of watching live golf and having social media access is when you're one of the first to see it, it's like you want to be right there. But then people, it gets to the point where like a couple hours later, it starts to snowball. Yeah. And then people are like, oh, did you see that? Yeah, I saw it live. You saw it on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah. It happens all the time. And don't get me wrong, I've been the other guy many, many times.
I wish they would have shown like more of his reaction because he was probably just reaching for another ball because he hasn't played competitive golf very much. So he's probably used to having a breakfast ball just sitting in his pocket if he tops one.
He was pretty good after the round. You guys saw his little tweet where
that was good.
This guy swings and misses, takes a huge divot, and just poking fun at himself.
No easier club to top than a three wood or a fairway wood
though. For the first swing of the day.
Yeah.
I also found it odd, speaking of random shots, on, I think it was yesterday, Sunday, they showed Josh Teeter putting on 17 to get to 2 under.
Did he make it?
Yes, right in the middle. Like, so it was like Spieth shot on like 8, then Berger shot on 7 or whatever order it was, then Josh Teeter for 2 under on 17, then back to the leaders.
Hey,
he hit that putt, and I thought he was like, it was to get to 10 under.
Got a full time.
Hey, we've been complaining for more shots.
Do we know what he shot? I'll look it up here.
Okay.
Maybe he was on fire. I don't know.
In other good shots, Canute posted, but the Siwoo Kim stinger driver shot was pretty impressive.
Oh,
I mean, he missed the cut, but that shot was impressive.
That was like knee high.
Yeah.
Just a bullet. I think 13 feet? Peak apex is what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is what the graphic showed, which is nuts.
I don't think I could accomplish that if he gave me 1,000.
He
balls.
Was plus
on purpose.
One.
Not on purpose.
Like, I could like maybe hit one halfway up the ball or something and it goes like that, but.
definitely not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Yeah. Knoop and I just looked it up. That was Teeter made that birdie to shoot 1 over 73 to finish at 2 under.
Glad we saw it.
He started on the
Someone
front.
Thought it was a good shot.
Yeah. It wasn't even on 8 because he started on the front. So that was his second to last hole. So, yeah, it was right in prime coverage.
Yeah. What else do we got here? Ashke Bhatia, who's left-handed, by the way.
Apparently it's Bhatia.
Oh.
That's what they were calling him.
That stings.
And yeah,
pronunciation
left-handed,
guy.
I completely forgot about that.
He's the first player since 2008 to hit all the greens in one round at Pebble Beach.
Right.
And it led to that stat that it's approximately 592 rounds per hole in one on the PGA Tour and approximately 9,293 rounds between someone hitting every green and every fairway.
Yeah,
that would
which
be
is,
hard.
I mean, which is the strangest stat.
It's strange, but that number also seems low. Like, you don't even hear of guys just hitting all the fairways ever, let alone fairways and greens.
Well, Brendan Todd hits all the fairways regularly, I think.
Does he?
You would
Wasn't
think,
it
would
Palmer
think so.
Who had the streak? I thought it was Ryan Palmer who had the streak of like 50 some fairways in a row.
Right.
We were on it last year.
That's impressive.
Yeah. We were locked into that.
But like at our
home. He didn't break the record either.
No, and there was another.
No, he didn't.
Who's the guy that looks like Kyle Stanley? What's the other guy?
Keegan Bradley?
Andrew Landry. He had it too.
What? Say that again? Andrew Landry and Kyle Stanley look the same?
I thought they were the same guy for a long time.
Really? I'm pretty sure Landry's like 5'6".
Stanley looks like
6'4".
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah, Landry's tiny.
I'm not saying like.
No, I get that.
If you don't have the two standing beside each other, you don't know how tall they are.
You're talking facial structure here.
Yeah, you're talking the profile pictures on PGA.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
don't go into the bios to see how tall they are.
But like at our home course, I'm way more likely to make an ace than I am to hit all the fairways and all the greens.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, because some of the holes you're not even trying to hit the fairway. Like 8 exactly. 9, like if you hit the fairway, that's just a bonus. Instead, you're trying to put it up by the green.
Yeah.
couple last ones here.
Jeez.
I told you I did the work for this one,
guys. Just the news, too, or what?
No. Phil Mickelson had a quad to end his round and missed the cut. I just had
Everybody knew that.
Love it. Love it.
I mean, he lost to Kenny Pigman on Friday. I got to bring that up, too. And beat him by one overall in the two rounds. But at least he's keeping a light heart about it. Like, he made a joke about how he's killing the par fives recently.
Yeah. We had a guy call us out on Twitter because none of us took Streelman or Day, who are course horses here. Like, Streelman has, like, 37 top tens here in his career.
Yeah, but you can't
Nobody
trust
took
Day.
You can't trust Day.
Day can WD any second. So,
He also and one's named Phil. Like, Streelman's the one that made sense, and I actually took him in another pool.
Yeah.
DK.
And then one here on the list, Joel Damon and Sung Kang were paired together on Sunday for the first time since the incident.
Yes. And didn't Sung Kang say on the first tee, my friends say I should push you off a cliff?
Push you off a cliff, yeah. And apparently Damon's they laughed about guy. It and it was good.
Which I
apparently
get, but fine. Like but what Sung Kang did was no different than what Patrick Reed did.
Yeah, it was
his
just
interpretation
more of, a thing back
of
then.
The rules.
Yep. Yeah.
Given what the information that they had, he could drop it there.
Patrick Reed should be paired with Damon and Berger every single week.
Yep.
Damon, big rules guy. And remember that picture of Berger just like
standing watching what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not the worst idea, but...
So one thing for Harv, did you find out how Pigman got in the field this
week? No, I didn't. I tried. I have no idea.
Maybe he works at AT&T.
Yeah, maybe he works at the
Colts. He's a lineman or
with a name like
called.
Pigman, you can pretty much do anything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You send in a mugshot and your name, and they're like, you know what? That guy needs to be in a PGA Tour event. Yeah. You know what? That guy needs to be a skydiving instructor.
Yeah.
Are we just glossing over Cantlay?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, he
played
this weekend.
Interesting. What about
10
him?
Under, God 10 mode. Under Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Back-to-back Corks records. His last two rounds or something like that, wasn't it?
His last two rounds.
Like, God mode was fully activated on Thursday. Yep. That was insane.
And then he couldn't buy a putt the rest of the week.
No.
Yeah, I just don't care for that guy.
He's just so boring, I find.
I don't
like,
know.
I just can't
like
him.
Siwoo were having fun on Thursday. I was watching the live coverage, and they were joking and laughing around. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, actually.
He has a personality. Pixar
didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to check
on,
your PPR.
You can watch Thursday's round again. Canadians?
Yeah, only one made cut, unfortunately. Nick Taylor, T39, standard, usual finish for him. Sloan, Gliggs, Hearn, missed cuts. Not good.
Just one last thing on Cantlay. I bet you he is up there this week just because he's going to feel shunned by us just gloss over him.
100%.
Here's the next thing.
He should be the number one overall pick in the picks today. But
That won't happen.
I know.
I have first pick.
We can't mention Roger Sloan anymore until he has a good week.
Like, you can say he missed a cut?
No, you can say that, but we can't say anything. Like, I'm not even going to say it, but we just can't say
we're
in group chats.
We're jinxing him.
Anything.
Okay.
I actually like where you're going with that because I was going to say, no, we got to talk about Raj.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we should probably stop because
I think
it's jinxing him.
Either that or get him back on the pod. Ace's birthday, shots of the week.
I don't think there was an ace.
No.
I don't think so either.
Nope.
There was a lip out. Someone lipped one out. I can't remember. Live coverage on
Didn't
Thursday.
Didn't Lashley leave one like on the lip?
Yeah, he did too. Someone sucked it back on 7 and lipped out. It might have been Lashley, actually.
Yeah.
Lashley,
and Spieth on Spieth on Wednesday hit like a cut 3-iron to 7 or something like that. They were goofing around.
Oh, you hold out that one hook. He hold out was insane.
Well, we'll probably get to that in shots of the week.
Oh, okay.
Birthdays, European Tour player Antoine Rosner birthday this week.
Huh. Good for him.
Yeah,
light week for birthdays.
Lexi Thompson.
What's he ranked in the world?
Oh, yeah, nice. I don't know. I didn't look. Lexi Thompson, was she like 36? No, 24.
It's 21.
Yeah, whatever it is, she's played in the U.S. Open like 50 times.
Yeah, whatever age you think Lexi Thompson is, it's actually 10 years younger.
Yeah, and she's actually played 10 more U.S. Opens.
She's been around forever. And then, obviously, the big one, Greg Norman, they listed all his accomplishments in his birthday tweets and left out the biggest one.
Growing.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally the biggest one. They left it out.
Shots of the week. Mine is Berger's drive on hole 4 on Saturday. Only him and Davis Love III in 2012 have drove this green. 4,273 tee shots. He truly did drive the green. Sorry.
That's something else. Time stamp that for 43 minutes. Delete.
I'm going to go. I mean, I'll take the obvious one. That Spieth hook. Hole out,
yeah.
Whatever it was,
sucked it over.
Yep, mud on the ball or whatever.
Love the side sauce on that thing.
That's the thing. That's the most impressive thing about that shot. I think having the, I don't even know what it'd be, 50, 70 yard hook on that thing.
Yeah,
right. Like how far that thing started right and to end up where it did is just insane.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that one was just pure luck. Like he wasn't trying to hold that. Did he just hit? He had the stance, and he had apparently there was some mud on the ball, and it just. Spun over there and then it rolled in. So,
do you think he made up the mud on the ball part because it went in, made it sound cooler? I think so.
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past
that. I could see him doing that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I just got lucky. I had mud on the ball, so I tried to play with it and went in.
Yeah,
you got one, Canoe?
I'm gonna take the easy way out. I'm just gonna go McNealy, just because of the twirl.
Yeah,
I think.
Fair enough.
I mean, Berger's putt,
especially for a guy.
Yeah,
like,
that was my other one. Yeah.
Not an unheard of guy, but a lower tier guy.
Yep. Dude Wipes, who do you think I'm giving it to?
It should be Nate Lashley.
No, it's not. He lost
tied
by
for
four.
The lead and made a 7.
He lost by 4, though.
Because he made a 7.
Because he made a 7.
Yeah, but if he doesn't make the seven, he still loses by one.
Spieth, because he blew a two-shot lead going into seven?
It's actually Patrick Cantlay.
Wow. Early dude wipes.
You shot the course record on Thursday. You could have just... Like, he did not play well after that. That's dude wipes. Yeah. Spieth hasn't proven anything.
Yeah.
Like, he's not fully back yet.
Three-way wipes there. They're all wipe worthy.
They're all wiping each other. Yeah. Sick. We're finally into news, hey?
Yeah, news.
Probably not a lot on there.
Well, there's quick ones.
They're perfect.
True quick hitters.
We'll
start with, I don't know, rumors or suggestions floating around that Nike might buy TaylorMade.
I said that on the pod last week. I did.
Yeah.
Finally.
Be awesome.
Well, maybe that's where I got it from.
No,
I've seen it other places too, yeah.
No, other people have been saying it too. I mean, it makes sense. Like, a lot of the TaylorMade guys are Nike clothing athletes, so.
Yep. Nice. Next.
Puma launches their second Arnold Palmer collection. Looks not bad.
It's cool stuff. Yeah, yeah.
The umbrella.
Yep. Drinks and different stuff. They did last week for waste management as well. Recycled clothing or recycled plastic woven into fabric. Nice. So
that's interesting.
I've never owned one piece of Puma gear.
I like their stuff, but I'm never buying.
Didn't I give you a Puma shirt?
Nah.
Oh, you didn't want it?
I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, next on the list
blue
here.
Polo. Mike. Yes, I do have that one. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Wow.
Well, now you just look like a big fat liar.
It's a couple friends talking here.
Costco?
Yes, I think it was a Costco shirt.
So that big thing came out with the lawyer with the cat filter. Everyone's probably seen it already. Yep, then Mike Weir had a puppy filter in his interview with Golf Channel about
it. The more I watched that, the less I believed it was real. I was like, there's no way that Mike can't tell that he has this filter on. Like, it seemed like he was almost playing.
That was staged for sure.
Yes. It sure felt staged.
I mean.
But also it got the intended result. Yeah. Even if it was staged, it just blew up.
Everything is scripted, so it makes sense.
One thing, one here, another quick one here. Rory, they made a big thing about how he's going back to the old way of using the line on the ball to line up his putt.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why that's news. Like, hundreds of people do that. Maybe, if not millions, do that every round of golf.
Yeah,
I
don't know why it's news.
Sunday at Waste Management. I think that's why.
Fun fact, I've never done that in my life.
Me neither. In fact, I can't putt with it like that.
No.
I have to have it just, you know, a random white spot on the ball.
Never trust it.
Never.
I'm more likely just to put, like, so that just the white ball is staring up at me.
That's what I want every time. Yeah. I intentionally do that.
Just feel it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next. Here's a bit of a fun one. This caddy, JJ James, is on his 37th year as a caddy. He's 79 years old.
Whose bag is he on?
Don't know. Some guy on the Corn Ferry tour.
His name is JJ James?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So he's on the Corn Ferry.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense.
He's been on like Sluman's bag. He's been on a few bigger names from like the 90s. I think it's like, I don't know, something Stalls is the guy's bag he's on. But yeah, I just thought it was neat. He's turning 80 right now. And he said, I'm going to caddy till I drop dead on the course.
Him and Fluff.
Wow.
So
him and Fluff.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Next.
I was just looking through all the websites looking for neat news items. And I came across this one on the Corn Ferry Tour where it was an article about the Exuma Classic in the Bahamas in 2017 about how it was just carnage there. But they talked it up like it was like a hurricane that these guys were playing in. It also made sense because they interviewed Hardkay, they interviewed Wilcox, guys who've been on the pod, so I thought that was interesting. And then I almost lost it because they also interviewed Anders Albertsen, so I thought maybe this whole thing was just made up. Because he might not be a real person.
He isn't.
Well, so Anders also said he was coming on the pod, and then gone.
But the fact he's not a real person.
Yeah, it's like, they found me. So I'm just going to have to not.
But the funny part is, like, they made this seem it was outrageous, but it was just wind gust to 65K.
No.
So regular.
But on the July ocean, 12th so sand was blowing around.
That's true. That's
but Connors like 4 days a week, and Lashley were T5 in that tournament. So, yeah, that was that one.
That is interesting. Next.
PGA of America
is allowing the use of range finders at some tournaments this year.
This one.
I think it's cool.
I think it's going to slow down play more than speed it up.
Why do you think that? I've seen that take a couple places. I just think it's ridiculous.
Because it's just one more thing for them to use while preparing for the shot.
Over and over again.
Yeah, but they'll the caddy will get up there, shoot it.
And then they're going to doubt it.
Right? They're already mapping the course with those things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So they have their yardages. I don't think it's going to do anything for the people from the fairway, but the people that are hitting in the rough, Phil at the, not the career builder, whatever, the one where they play PGA West, he was like 80 yards left, right? And they had to step the exact yardage off, right? So those are the shots where it's going to help it be faster, not the ones from the fairway. I don't think it's
going
to
make a difference. Assuming that they're going to believe what they shoot.
True.
My big thing is...
I never believe it.
Yeah, you don't. My big thing is that, sure, they can use it, but why did they just make a big stink about taking out the big green grids out of all their books last year?
Yeah.
If you're making it easier for this stuff, why are you taking that out?
Yeah. I'm okay with it, though.
I don't know. And, those books have all the... they see pictures of those books, and it's, yardages at every little spot. You're telling me they can't just look at that and trust
it? They didn't take the books. I thought that was just Augusta they took out, was the green books. Everywhere else, you can use them.
You can use them, but you can't have, zoomed in ones with all the slope and all that, basically the Bryson books you can't have anymore.
Yep.
But we'll see. It's not the end of the world. Yeah. It's just gonna look dumb if you see a PGA Tour guy with a rangefinder.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out soon.
Then he airmails the green by 30 yards or something like that.
Yeah,
slap comes up. That's a perfect piece of equipment to break, though. You see guys throwing rangefinders off trees.
Okay, but
that would be that's fantastic content.
Does anybody actually know where you shoot the pin on? Is it the pin itself?
Well, some of them have those crystals.
Or what is it?
Some have those crystals that you shoot, right?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I don't know how to work those.
I think it's called a prism, but yeah.
What did I say? Crystals is fine.
Crystals, it's fine.
Crystals. Is the crystal a prism?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
I always shoot the flag. I don't know. That's what I do.
All right.
You just got to be consistent with everything.
That's right. Yeah.
Next,
just kind of into the upcoming tournaments here. Korn Ferry's back this week with the Lecom Suncoast Classic. LPGA's back in two weeks with the Gainbridge Championship. Annika Sorenstam's back playing in that one. Hasn't played in 13 years.
Yeah.
Must have got the itch playing at the PNC there.
At the father son.
But so she's back.
Good for her.
Yeah, we'll see how
better come back than Tiger if she wins.
Bingo. As equally as good, because she hasn't golfed either. So.
Right.
Champions Tour, the Color Guard Classics next week, and the European Tour, nothing till the WGC in a couple weeks.
All right.
That's it for news.
Nice. Right.
We talking about the bracket for a minute? Or?
Yeah, we'll talk about the bracket. Just to note it. I mean,
we want to start with that
prism. Prism is a form of a crystal.
Okay.
So has
you got to take his word for it. So you're not shitting on me, but you're I was kind of right.
They've been mentioned in the same sentence before.
Kate.
So the DTG 2021 SAS bracket presented by the Rusty Shovel.
Yeah, so
starts tomorrow.
Are we telling everybody what happened or
how you guys changed the rules after we decided on rules and then we changed them?
Okay, so the rules that will be announced tomorrow is we've all picked our teams of 12. The original thought was to have teams of 12. We all draft our 12 out. They play each other. And then all of us would have one course that makes the final four. Then Bronell and Canoop had an idea of, I want to draft the best team possible. So I want to have as many teams in the final four as I can. So let's mix up. We'll keep our seeds. We'll draft them in seeds. But we'll mix them up. So my 5 plays Canoop's 12. Harv's 1 plays
my 4 eventually.
Your 4 eventually. Yeah, that type of stuff. So then we started mulling it over. We're content creators. So we thought, what's going to drum up the most amount of interest potentially? And if it's all the same, then what is the best for us? And we like competition. So then we drafted with the thought of we're all going to have our own 12 and play each other.
Correct.
And then we decided after the draft, looking at the teams, they're all fairly even other than Harv's. So
we'll get there.
We'll get there for a reason.
Yeah. And then we're like, well, let's just play him out. Harv, who drafted his team a certain way, felt that that was not a good idea. And the three of us said, okay, well, let's fix it. So you may have noticed in the social media posts that the pod picks are not the same as the picks that we've went with the bracket. And that's because Harv wanted to make some trades.
Yep.
Harv, go ahead.
I didn't want to make trades. It was only the fair way to do it after you guys completely changed the rules on me.
So, yes, the rules did change. Now, that being said, I also drafted with the same thought on the rules, but I had no problem with the change because I drafted the best teams that I believed were possible at those picks. Did you do the same?
I drafted out of a strategy, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, a strategy that does not work when you mix up your bracket.
You're right. It does not work when you change the rules. That's absolutely correct.
Which yeah. I still don't understand that strategy.
Like I don't either.
Your top three courses are going to come out of there anyways.
Maybe. I don't want to take the risk. I picked those teams because I wanted those teams for sure to be in the Final Four.
You got Kenosi, Cook, and Nipawin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to roll his entire bracket.
So what?
Which we're going to roll my entire bracket.
Yes.
That's right.
So here's the thought.
Either way.
Not for sure either way.
No. So here's the my argument against that is, if you believe that those three teams are going to win, what's the difference in splitting them up? Do you think that those three teams can't beat other teams?
Courses, but yeah.
Or yeah, courses? You don't think that those courses can beat other courses?
No, I do, but I don't want to bring the risk into play.
You just wanted one in the Final Four.
Exactly. I wanted my top team to be my top team. That's my horse, and I'm going
to
ride him.
You didn't want a Kenosi thing happening from last year where a 12-13 seed made it to the Final Four.
Exactly. I want the team that I picked deemed as my best chance to have the best chance.
It's fair. It's a fair assessment. So now that said, that's not happening. And
no.
Starting tomorrow, it'll be a mixed up bracket. So we all have teams. So there's a chance that someone could have the Final Four, all of their own courses.
And according to social media, we know who's... Well, I shouldn't say that.
I was just about to give you the rundown here.
Okay, perfect. Let's
so
hear it.
We put a poll out.
Yeah.
We worded it a little differently. We said...
Oh, yeah, you changed that. You carefully worded that for sure.
You get to pick... to play one set of our 12 in 2021, which are you picking? What's wrong with that question?
Well, the only thing wrong with it is, obviously, if I were picking, I'd pick the one that has Riverside because it's a private course and I want to play it.
I mean, I have a bunch of other sick courses too, which helps.
But you also have the one that everyone would want to play.
Yes. For 1 year, if they could play that, yours obviously...
But it isn't obvious because there's been, like, right now...
I'm proud of the... social media following that they can see through your garbage.
What garbage?
That you worded this to try and win this poll. This entire time, all you said, all you cared about is winning the poll.
I see with the poll is when Maddie posts a picture, you get a good picture of Bronell and Harv's teams in the picture. You can't see Maddie's and I. Right?
Well, you just got to click on the picture.
Well, I know that, but some people might not care, and they'll see you two. I guess Harv's team sucks. We're just going to give it to Brunel.
Well, also Harv.
Oh, I got the people's team. The responses on Twitter, they want to pick my team, but they also want to hit their wagon.
My team's getting shit on in these polls.
Big
but
time.
My teams have social media followings. When we get down to the votes,
well, obviously not.
Look out.
Obviously not. They're not voting for you.
You're currently... they're not. They haven't had any matchups yet.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Those people aren't picking which team is better.
I know.
They're picking
but
which
you don't
course
think they're
is
picking,
better.
You don't think that they're going to pick your team because their courses are in there? I think you get more of an advantage that way.
Nope. Negative. No. We'll see. When Elmwood goes up against whatever courses you guys have and those people show up, look the fuck out.
Well, you better hope they do because they ain't showing up for this poll. You're at 8% in the Twitter poll.
Who cares? I don't care one bit.
That's less than 8 votes.
Well, I mean, it's worded poll. Yeah. So, yeah, you got a
so
case.
So there's 92 votes right now. Canoop's at 36%, Bronell 30, Harv 26, Maddie B 8.
Okay.
So then...
let's go take this one step further. If you are picking courses and it's which ones would you rather play in 2021... I'm not picking the bracket with the Hillcrest because I play it all the time. Why would they pick their own course in that poll?
Maybe they love it.
Well, I have Riverside Legends.
They will when they have a matchup to vote for.
I don't know.
I have Riverside Legends, Dunes, Catepwa, Moon Lake, your valley on there too.
Yeah, you got the course that the uninformed golfer are going to pick.
No.
Just by like lore about
it's them. Just it's so much better than
everyone
you guys.
Like oh Riverside that's the private
so then the
course.
Funny thing was is Canoop wanted this IG poll because he's like oh that's where I make my hay. So
are these up to date
so
or are
up
these
to
are
date
going the latest
yeah so okay. For some reason people aren't really voting on it maybe because they can't really decide because the it's on the story and there's a million things to
yeah there's
to
a lot
look into
on
but
that story.
So the votes right now on IG are me 27 and then all three of you are tied at 12 see
yeah. See, well, I think we just have to throw that out. No.
All I know is, don't worry, it's going to come up again where someone beats the brains out of someone on Twitter, but IG's the other way. And
we got, don't forget about Facebook. We're doing
not,
Facebook.
We're not doing Facebook.
We're not doing Facebook? Facebook?
Not Facebook. We'll post on Facebook to say, go vote on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
We'll post all the matchups.
Have, what if they don't have one of those accounts?
What's that?
What if they don't have IG or...
It's 2021.
Then they don't get to vote. Hmm. This happened last year. It's way too difficult to have three polls.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, IG, and they can send us emails.
If you're
emails. Yeah. I like that.
Email and votes. Send us if you
mail
only
in votes. It works all the time for bigger polls than this.
If you only have Facebook and not Twitter or Instagram, you're like what, 70? At least 70 years old.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it
60,
is.
60, I'd say.
It is what it is. We'll post them all on there and say head over to these. To, all right. We'll do that. Yeah. That's our only thing.
Sorry for anyone
because it's hard enough. It's hard enough to track two separate votes, let alone a third. And if I've learned anything from talking with Leah in Golf Life Alberta, when they do theirs, like it's just a shit storm when you win one of each of the three. But it's enough. Like their Facebook post accounts for like 50% of the votes. So someone could win on two of the three platforms and still lose. Nope, pass.
Interesting.
It's going to happen. Right. There's going to be close ones this
that
year.
That and we haven't posted any of these on Facebook.
Who? What's the first matchup?
We haven't said it.
Are we just gonna
it's starting at the top left?
12-5, top left.
Ooh, I'll check it out.
I think that's a Matty B. Brownell match, 8-9 match, I believe.
I mean, yeah, we're not going to talk about all seven of the matchups between now and the... next pod, we'll talk about the seven that have happened, but we won't really preview.
Yes, that is in the Birch region. Matty B's Weyburn taking on my Riverhurst Sageview.
Yeah, Weyburn. Whatever. Yeah, there's one that's just gonna get steamrolled right away.
Kate.
And they'll go on to play who?
Waskasoo.
Oh, okay.
Winner of this matchup's in tough.
But we're doing all the play-ins, and then we're just going down the list.
Yeah. So
this week is all the first rounds.
The 16 buys won't be in action for a while.
Yeah,
that's right. So warming up.
So this week we'll have Weyburn, Riverhurst, Katepwa, Madge Lake, Harbor against St. Walburg.
Oh, he's going
Holiday Park against Sass Landing. And then I think we'll get into, what are we doing? Seven, I guess. Jackfish, White Bear, Willows, Rostern, and Moon Lake, Emma Lake will be the seven.
Ooh,
this
the
week.
Lakes. Nice.
Ooh. So
nice.
That's a
look out for that.
Yeah, so thanks to Rusty Shovel. And let's get into our picks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pick recap. Quick recap for the AT&T Pro-Am. Matty B won the week.
Woo!
And picked the winner.
Picked up a point.
Yeah.
Fucking shitless Dan Berger. God.
Do you want to rant now or do you want to go through them?
I just ranted.
You
That's
take,
enough.
Now that I've picked a winner,
you
want to take
go
that
into
point
how
away?
You're constantly picking these guys and they suck and you're...
It's happened five
times
now.
Yeah, and you're passing it off that you're poor at picking and then we pick them when they're supposed to be good.
So my notes for the pod last week were literally this. I wrote down Berger on the shit list, obviously, because he missed the cut. Everyone riding my coattails with picks. Im for Harv, Scheffler for Canoop. I assume Maddie takes Berger this week and he wins the thing.
You want to know what else
that
is
was
funny?
On Monday.
You could honestly just do this every week because you know what? I picked Berger 3 weeks ago. Oh, did I ride my own coattails?
Okay, so 3 weeks ago. I'm talking last week every time.
Yeah,
these guys.
He's like,
the next week every time.
So you're just admitting that you're not good at picks.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrible.
Okay, that's all I want to get out there.
But it's kind of unlucky that these guys are missing the cut and then winning or finishing top five the next week.
Here's the thing.
At a similar
course. Back to the well. I've gone back to Norlander 3 weeks in a row, and I'm probably going to pick him again this week.
I was going to do that, but my picks were so bad this week I can't do it.
Course history, I guess. You got to look out.
Well, I know. I'm embarrassed about the Streel.
Okay, well, before we keep going, do we want to do top five now?
Oh, well, yes. Isn't it for the Riviera?
Finish the recap.
Finish the recap. So, Matty B won the week. He's at 7 points.
So it's now Harv 17, Bronell 14, Matty B 7, Canute 4, Randy 2. Matty B had Berger, who won the week. Spieth 3rd, and Fowler, this can't be right, he missed the cut. Can it?
1-3 and missed cut.
Imagine if you would have actually picked someone that had a chance to make the cut. You could have set a record.
Literally anyone.
Yeah. I could have picked Sung Streelman. Yeah. For a 24 average. Canute finished 2nd. He had Cantlay 3rd, Homa 10th, and Siwoo Kim missed the cut for 68.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Ricky is playing this week, by the way.
26 average. I finished 3rd. I had Casey 5th, Norlander, who should have been a contender for Dude Ripes, 26th, and Kenny Pigman finished 68th. Got lucky there with that missed cut as 68th because he was 2nd last.
Also, just want to get this in, Norlander doesn't look Swedish whatsoever.
No.
Just a nice, looks like he's from Oklahoma or something like that.
Just a nice brown-haired Swede.
Which two of those places is that an insult
not
to?
Not buying it.
I don't know. I had a 33 average.
Neither.
Here's the big one. Randy finished 4th.
Oh, God.
He had Troy Merritt. 16th, Norlander 26th, and Wes Roach, another candidate for Dude Wipes, because he could have won. Randy could have won this week, but he finished 67, so plus 5 on Sunday.
Oof. Yeah.
For a 37 average. Bronell, dead last. Will Zalatoris, 55th. Peter Malnati? Paul Malnati.
Peter,
yeah. Never get that one right. Missed the cut, 68. And Phil Mickelson missed the cut, 68, for a 64 average.
Those two are lucky that they're not in the top 50, or else they'd be on the shit list. Probably are anyways, though. I'm never picking Phil again.
We'll see. You can't commit to that. You can't. Riviera this week.
All right, let's get that top 5.
Yeah, so I don't know if I need to redeem myself from the last top 5.
No,
that yes,
was great.
You do.
That five pick on last top 5.
I think it was an okay top 5 that had a really good talking point for one of them.
So I'm going, obviously we're in quarantine. People are watching tons of shows on television, Netflix, whatever. So Riv, LA area. So I'm going to go top 5 LA-based, I guess, TV shows,
yeah,
whether it's Netflix, on cable
TV shows,
whatever,
not
it
movies
might be.
Yeah. Top of my head, there's
no movies.
Number one is only one choice, and if it's not that, this whole list sucks.
Reality we'll television is included. I'm including them.
That changes things.
The Hills, nice.
Oh my. Honorable mention. At least honorable mention. So number 5 for me takes me back to my high school days, OC.
Yes.
Right? Like
Ryan Atwood.
Has to be. Growing up, like that's my grade 9 to 12 years right there. Just brings me back.
So, yeah. Stupid question.
Who doesn't hate Seth
Is Cohen? Orange County in LA or is it outside of LA?
It's not necessarily straight LA, but like LA area.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The greater
we haven't got
LA
to
area.
The number one yet, and then that'll clarify.
But like San Francisco doesn't count, obviously.
No, that's not in LA. That's in California.
Full House will not be on the list.
Well, Orange County's not in LA either, but it's in the area,
yes,
I guess.
In the area.
There's a big difference between suburb and state.
Okay.
Number 4, I'm going to go Modern Family.
Okay.
Great show.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good show.
Mm-hmm. Heard good things, never watched it.
It's okay. My wife got me on it. I used to think the same thing. So
you probably got one episode in and stopped.
Took him 6 days to watch one episode.
Fell asleep 5 minutes.
Guy hates popular TV shows. Hates them.
Yeah, hates them.
Blackish, if you guys have never watched that.
I've heard it's really good. I've never watched
Anthony
it.
Anthony Anderson, he's just hilarious. I enjoy watching it. 2, way back, Fresh Prince.
Yep.
Right?
This sucks.
It's number 2 for me.
How was it number 2?
It's number 2.
Number 1.
Nah, that's where you thought number 1 was going to be?
Yes, Fresh Prince.
Oh, wow. That's not where I thought you were
going
with that.
It was considered, but I'm going. You guys have probably never seen this. It's on Netflix. Selling Sunset.
No. Say it again.
What? Selling Sunset?
It's a reality television. These two guys own this firm.
They're real estate agents?
Yeah. Bunch of guys. The bunch of girls work for these two guys. And it's a little bit of a cat fight. I enjoy house shows. So, I don't know. I like it.
Oh,
look
I'm
going to
watch this.
Look it up.
I got to hear the honorable mentions because I got like 5 that are already better than every 5 on this list.
I will cover them probably. Arrested Development.
Yeah.
That's probably. An LA one?
Hmm. Yeah. So is Curb.
That should be number 1.
Curb is LA, isn't it?
Million Dollar Listing, yeah. Los Angeles. You guys probably don't like that. It's on HGTV. Check it out. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's got to make the top five.
I don't watch it, so I can't rank it up there.
Oh boy, got to make it.
90210, obviously. The Hills and 24. I know lots of people are huge 24 fans. I never was, but.
Okay, yeah. So here's the glaring omission.
That's pretty good.
I mean, Entourage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair. I missed that.
Entourage, Curb, OC, Fresh Prince would have been
one. But you did reality TV show, so Big Brother. Entourage.
Big Brother.
Arrested Development.
New Girl has to be on that list.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones.
There's so
that's
many.
A good list, though.
There's a lot of shows. A lot of stuff is based out of LA. So.
Entourage is the big one.
California.
I think the first two seasons of Entourage, and that was kind of the movie.
What is like 70% of all TV shows based in LA?
Well, yeah, it's either there, or Miami, or New York.
New York, yeah.
Selling Sunset.
A couple Chicago.
Look it up.
Okay. So now we're getting into this week's picks. Straight into Riff.
Talk about the
one
week,
of the best stops on tour.
I mean, a ton of guys picked this course as their favorite stop on tour.
Everyone
that we've had on
it.
The pod. -11 won it last year, Adam Scott. So
it's a tough course.
It's tough. There's only very two par fives.
I hate
right?
playing it
three
on
three par fives.
I hate playing it on 2K.
It is very hard on 2K. And Colt, since we go back to him talking about this whole shortcut thing, there is no shortcuts at Riv.
No.
So it is, you play the course as it was designed.
The first hole is extremely easy, and then the rest of the holes are all hard.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The tee off.
But I just hate it on 2K21 because like the wind, they have the wind going like
it's whipping
21
usually, yeah.
miles
and
per hour.
Horrible and, greens.
And like I just hate on that course, I just hit driver every hole. I don't care if it tells me to hit a 4-iron like off the tee. I'm like, no, up, driver.
I always hit driver
and then
on every hole.
Cut the corner game. And just
yeah,
make sure you hit it good.
Yeah.
Yes.
The big four Canadians are playing this week. Connors, Hadwin, Hughes, Taylor. So
very nice.
Hopefully get some good finishes out of them.
Yep.
Four made cuts would be sweet. Picks.
Yes. I go first.
Guess so.
I guess I'll take DJ. You can't not take him.
All right.
Guy might still be in party mode.
Yep. Could be. Or he's back into God mode.
Oh.
Speaking of God mode, I believe I'm second. I'm going to stick with Cantlay. 3 weeks in a row.
Yep.
He's playing unbelievable golf right now. He loves this place. I believe he's from the area, UCLA. He went to college. Let's go.
Yep.
Okay.
Guess it's me.
Yes.
I'm going to take, Victor Hovland.
That's a good pick.
Just got a feeling.
First, hey?
He's been playing really good.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm getting my other guys.
So. He hits it straight, so I like that actually lots.
Broken record here. I'm taking Jon Rahm.
Any reason?
Can't wait till he blows up.
Just cuz.
Just cuz.
Wait till he blows up.
Just to give him a chance to miss the cut for Harv.
Oh,
yes. I need that. I need that more than Aaron Water.
I got a real toss up here with JT or Rory.
Ooh,
interesting.
I forgot Rory was even playing. Stupid.
You can have him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, you might get one. If I take JT, it's a no-win scenario. Whatever one I take is going to be the worst of the two. So I just want to cheer for Rory one time. I'm going to take Rory.
Cool.
Classic Harv picks over there, DJ and Rory.
Yeah, I want to take
school. So it makes sense.
I mean, I think JT might do better, but I just want to cheer for Rory one time.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I'm going to steer away from JT. I think he's still reeling a little bit. I'm going to go with Xander. How can I not? He is playing unbelievable golf as well. I know he stunk it away at the Waste Management on Sunday, but he'll be back. He'll play well.
My pick, it doesn't really make sense for a lot of reasons, but I mean, I think this is my new guy. I'm taking him, Matt Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a good number this week, odds-wise.
Does he?
Yeah. It's like 70 or something.
I didn't think 80. This...
Yeah,
suited his game really, but we'll
no,
see.
Like a good number. Like
I see, 80.
If you want to bet him, you're getting good odds.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes more 80? Sense.
80 right now is what I'm looking at. Yep.
What's Dustin? 8?
5.5?
No way.
5.5,
which is stupid.
That's insane.
Yeah,
just gives you
that's
an idea
Tiger
really good here.
Who's gonna bet that?
That's insane. So I'm down to. I'm going to go off the board and take my third pick now, I guess, because I got so many options left in the top.
Oh, no.
You know who I'm taking, Knute. taking Max Holman.
No, I was gonna take him with my second pick.
He's playing really if good. I couldn't loves take
he Xander. Loves this stretch, and he finished 10th last this week. Top 10, I think.
He does love Riv. Yep.
Yeah.
You should have protected there.
LA through and through that guy.
If Xander wasn't available, I was going Max. But if he fell to me, I had.
That's
to
the take only him. Good thing about finishing last in the picks is you get first pick of the
third
bottom 50s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Let's see if he's still got it. I'll take Jordan Spieth.
Is he still outside the top 50?
He's still up top. He's 54 or 55 now.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good pick. You have to test the theory.
I think he's missing the cut this week.
I think so too.
Do you want to bet? Oh, yeah.
I would.
Well, you think he's going to miss the cut, but you're picking him anyways.
Yeah, I have to test the theory.
Oh. Okay.
Do you want to bet? Made cut, missed cut?
Well, I want missed cut.
Okay, I'll take made cut.
For what? Six pops?
Six on the
that's
pod?
That's going to kill your count.
Let's do it.
I guess I'm not having one all week. Well, no. I'll let you know. It'll either kill my count or it won't.
I mean, I should be getting odds. You finished in the top five in the last two events.
Even money, six. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Just looking for reasons to have six.
Yeah.
Sergio plays well.
Might as well bet Ricky making the cut.
I cannot take him. Oh, man. Brunel, you really screwed me here. You know what? I'm going to go Lanto Griffin.
Oh, boy.
I just fell out of the top 50. I was just salivating over getting him here. He's on the list.
Yep. There's one course horse that has been playing well lately that you guys aren't taking.
Interesting. So now that two of the four guys that I wrote down for the outside top 50 have been taken, I think I'm going to give Henrik a week off this week.
Smart.
Rest him up, hey?
Yeah. Maintenance week. I'm taking Corey Connors.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick, yep. And then Brunel, Brunel, you taking Bubba?
No, I'm not taking Bubba. Oh. I'm down to Brooks or Fino. But the guy...
That's easy.
The guy that I was thinking of is James Hahn. He has won here before. He's finished top 10 a few times this course.
And that is my DK darling.
There you go.
You have to
take Brooks.
No, what? Oh, my God.
I can't take him. I'm taking Fino.
Okay, good. I thought you said you were taking Brooks.
Yeah. No. I want the automatic top 10 from Tony Fino.
You need it.
We'll see.
I need it. So, yeah, Rahm, Fino, Homa. That's not bad.
Do you want
to look forward to who you're going to shit all over next week?
Yeah. You want to get that dirtbag Randy in here?
Oh, yeah, that guy. He keeps getting ticked at us for dogging him.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
So, algorithm plugged in. I don't think it looks very good, but he seemed confident with it. 97, 33, 66 got spit out in the old algorithm. 97, Brant Snedeker.
Okay.
33, Brian Harman.
That guy's top 25 machine right now.
And 66, Malnati? Paul Malnati?
Peter.
I seriously cannot remember that.
Guaranteed good finish this week. He missed the cut for me last week. So, yeah. That's a good team.
Snedeker, Harman, Malnati. If any of those guys drop out for COVID or any other reasons, he has 106 Nick Taylor or 85 Scott Percy.
So, Randy's going to have a 31 average. It's just a matter of if it's enough because he's going to have 27... 31 and 33.
He's got three of the best putters on tour right there. Yeah. Snedeker, Malnati is the best, and Brian Harman, everybody knows, best leg putter on tour.
Yeah. Easy. You guys got anything else? Bracket starts this week. Matchup start tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys got nothing else, it's Riv week, it's bracket week. It's time for us to hit the clubhouse. My name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got free tickets to the Brand Van concert. I think it was Monday night at Pacific Palisades. But you can all roll in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite